This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, thank you all for keeping us on air at this critical time. Dennis is our guest. I want to ask him about a lot of the topics in the next few segments. I'll open the phones up after he leaves us. He's a censored.tv doing his own platform like we are and doing a wonderful job. Kevin, what's the next big trends to come? I mean, you started Vice Magazine. You started the hipster movement. You started the Proud Boys. You're an integral part of getting Trump elected. You're a smart guy. You're a fun guy. What do you see in the future?
The new right. It's Proud Boys, but it's also this Gen Z. They've had enough of all these rules and they don't like it, because when you look at what these Bolsheviks are doing, they're saying, you know, Alex Jones said that the frogs, making frogs gay. And you go, well, that's actually true if you look it up, but you said it in a colorful way. And they go, well, I don't like that. You should have said it just literal. And they go, okay, so you're against color. You're against hyperbole. You're against humor. And they end up with this platform of just gray. Don't say anything that could be misinterpreted. Don't say anything that isn't literal. Talk like Walter Cronkite. Talk like an encyclopedia. And young people see that and they go, I like color. I like humor. I like fun. I like danger. I like fighting. I like laughing. I like insensitive jokes. And so what the left has accidentally done is make themselves look like the church lady from SNL and made being new right fun.
Maybe so Satan, maybe Proud Boys.
We're seeing a new kind of conservative who doesn't really care about if you smoke a joint or if you're gay and any of that sort of social conservative stuff. They tend to be socially liberal, but they get that the government sucks and they get
Hate America.
Pardon me?
They don't hate America.
They don't hate America. They've been around, and you know, they see their big sister unemployed with some dumb SJW degree, and they go, maybe that they're what they're pushing, what these academics are pushing, is bad for me. Maybe it was bad for my sister. I'm not following that route. I think that's the most conservative 18 to 25s America's had since Reagan, and that's because the left can't mean.
Well, that's the next thing. The left gets two or three of these worthless degrees, and they get more desperate, believing if they can just take over, they'll finally have a job, when they're Chi-Com idiots who the Chi-Coms hate, and they'll never get a job. They're destroying their own future, but thinking they're vitriolically almost there. They're the biggest chumps I've ever seen.
Well, you see this in comedy, with stand-up comedy. It's very hard to do stand-up. It's very hard to do sketch comedy at an improv place like UCB. So what these ugly, fat trannies and lesbians and just losers who pretend that they're multigender, what they did is they started imposing all these rules. And they thought, I can't get it through meritocracy. I'll get it through this left-wing fascism. And then they get on stage and they suck. And they ruin the comedy, they ruin SNL, they ruin movies, and comedy has had its color usurped via leftist fascism, and then they get out there, and they try it, and you go, no, you suck. You're not funny. You've just ruined comedy. So Americans see that. They see all these great American pastimes getting ruined, and they think, maybe if when you forcibly replaced the people who were there with meritocracy, and you did a good job, we'd see your point, but you're not. You suck, and you just ruined our fun thing. So screw you. We're taking it back.
I totally agree with you, but I keep asking the question, what's their peak? Because if they're never going to stop, and they're such losers, where does this all end?
They get beaten back down. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to recently, dads and young people who have no experience in politics besides reading the paper and arguing in bars. And they're saying, I'm getting active. I'm working with this guy in this district, and I'm going to move down to Florida, and I'm going to work with this guy under this guy. And I've never done it before, but I'm going to volunteer for this congressperson. Like, people are getting up. People are getting engaged.
The sleeping giant just got off the bench.
That's exactly what is happening in America. And that's what America is, right? You bully us, we ignore you, we take it. And then you go one step too far and we say, all right, that's it. Put down the toys. Everyone's going to bed. Party's over. You're grounded. No screens for a week, America.
Absolutely. I mean, it just gets more shrill, more desperate. Back in 60 seconds, I want to look at the election, look at COVID-19, look at the lockdowns with the one, the only, Gavin McInnes of Censored.TV. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and the new redesigned InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We have a new week of massive savings at PrepareWithAlex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Bank Charger and 28 LED Room Light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
Proud Boys founder is our guest. You know, I made a joke with him a few years ago. You know, he was out of the Proud Boys, became a political distraction for him. He got demonized because of it. And he made a strategic decision to say, hey, it's its own deal, but I can't command it. I can't run it. It was a joke. It was just something fun to piss off liberals and troll them, kind of like Pepe the Frog was. Great people in it. Gavin supports them, and they wouldn't let him get away from it. And so I said, well, initiate me. He goes, well, it's not official, but I'll do it. And I even said on the video, it's a joke. And I'm not scared of being the Proud Boys. I guess I should be because I've already been banned and shadow banned, all the same stuff they've gone through. So he initiated me, did the initiation. And the media literally goes, hey, Jones is a white supremacist too. Deplatform him more. And so in a case where we lost a bank account, I never told Gavin this, but a few months ago, they told us, well, it's your affiliation with the white supremacist Proud Boys, and we may file a lawsuit because this is just outrageous. You're not a white supremacist. I'm not. But even if we were, what, we can't have a bank account? I mean, this just shows how they're externalizing the whole takeover system of what goes on in college campuses, and that tyranny is now to go nationwide. Well, we can't put up with this, can we, Gavin?
No, and it's crazy. Like that initiation, it comes from high school, where if you farted or burped, and you don't say safety, then everyone gets to beat you up until you can name 5 breakfast cereals. We played it my entire adolescence. It's called Safety Slug, and it's a stupid, funny game. And the media tries to make that into some sinister MS-13 initiation. And they keep running. So they tell you a lie, and then you're stuck with that lie forever. And by the way, I didn't quit the Proud Boys because it was a political distraction. I quit them because in the courtroom with Max and John, Max Herron, John Kinsman, the prosecution kept bringing in all of these quotes from my comedy show that was on Opie and Anthony's, Anthony Cumia's network. Comedy show. But they were taking the jokes out of context and showing the rude words to make them look bad. And that's what they were just trying to do to Trump. If he can say, oh, the Proud Boys are all right, then they'll find some quote from one of my comedy sets and say Trump endorses that. That's the way it works. You say you like the Motley Crue song, and all of a sudden you're a Satanist.
Exactly. So, well, sorry I misrepresented that. I was trying to oversimplify, but I get it. You didn't want to hurt the organization or hurt Trump by them extrapolating your comedy into it. But at a certain point, they've taken over control of all language. I mean, where does this end?
Yeah, and it's so un-American. I've done a ton of interviews since the speech, and every time they get put up on YouTube, that guy loses his account, or at the very least, they say it violates their conditions. So not only am I banned from YouTube, but you can't speak to me. And that goes under the auspices of giving whatever fascists a platform.
Oh, remember what they said about you and I last year and Paul Watson, that they're allowed to do violence to us people are allowed to promote violence against us. And they went on to say, you may not mention them in a positive light, only in a negative. Talk about a cult. I mean, this is crazy.
It's sort of like when you leave Scientology, and what do they call it again? A squirrel? A squirrel is someone who tries to hit, defame Scientology, and then they go and harass these people almost to death and call it squirrel busting. And that's what the media is like now. They're squirrel busters who are trying to protect
Exactly. The left is bullying people at a billion times the level Scientology ever was accused of.
Yeah, and it's changing the not just the conversation, but the country. We've never had moms not speaking to their sons, brothers not speaking to their sisters. None of us liked Obama. We were sick of him. We thought, saw him as a community organizer who believed all this leftist propaganda and was making it into law, like all the, was it Prop 9 that ruined all the colleges by making everything a feminist action in sports? So that pissed us off. But we didn't X our family members. We didn't smash people with bike locks or jump in front of traffic. it's derangement. It's satanic. You always said it was satanic, and it sounded hyperbolic, but it's right out of the Bible at this point. I mean, up is down is up. That's Satan's number one trick.
I agree. We got 5 minutes left. Hopefully you'll join us during our 40-hour special broadcast. Kicks off this Thursday and live coverage of the VP debates. Your take on COVID-19 lockdowns, your take on Trump and Walter Reed and just all the craziness, the election, other big things that are front burner right now for Gavin McInnes at censored.tv.
Well, this again, the left lies about our position, and they say, oh, they think, the right thinks that COVID doesn't exist, and no one's ever died from it, and it's all a lie. No, we think that you've upped the numbers because you think it's bad for Trump, and it means more funding. So you say 200. I personally think it's more like 100. That's a very bad flu season. I'm not denying that this is a crazy virus that is the most infectious thing we've ever seen before, times 100.
It's definitely infectious. You're right. And they're using it as a power grab. And then they go, oh, you say not one person died. You're discrediting. Everyone's dying. We know exactly. They misrepresent everything.
The mortality rate is not bad. Now, if China ever combines something like Wuhan or something with a bad mortality rate with something of this contagious, they could end America.
Exactly.
And I don't think they would hesitate to do it. They don't care about us. They don't care about, they're not Christian by any means. In fact, it's illegal to be Christian or religious in China. So that could happen. But as far as right now goes, we're dealing with a very, very contagious thing that does not have a high mortality rate, especially if you're not old and fat or have pre-existing conditions. So why are we ruining America for something that has a, what is it, if you're young, 99.98? Like, how about motorcycles? Every time I get on my bike, what am I at, 99%?
Well, that's an old number. I mean, now 77 people have died that didn't have comorbidity in Australia. A couple thousand died total, but 77 didn't already have cancer, heart attack, diabetes, overweight. Now, Trump at 74 overweight, you know, I mean, it could kill him. But again, if he has zinc and things, it won't.
And isn't it strange, too, that there's a global pandemic? Italy was screwed. France was screwed. When it hit us, while dealing with it, they were trying to impeach the president. They were in Chinatown saying, it's groovy down here, come on down. And then it blows up and they go, look what Trump did. Look at all these dead people.
I totally agree. What do you think happens election night? The Democrats want to extend it out with balance. How do you see that battle going? Because I'm guaranteeing you, this election isn't over in 28 days. I call it the 70, you know, plus 79 days of hell after that, before the inauguration. I think inauguration is when we get the champagne out.
Exactly. The only question here is how long the left will fight and how much the Supreme Court will have to do to make them agree that he won. He's going to win in a landslide. The left is going to completely deny it. They're not even going to be mad on the night of the election. They'll go, yeah, sure. Wait till you see the mail-ins. The mail-ins are going to come in, and it's not going to get quite to the level they want it to be. They want it to reverse the outcome. It's not. So they're going to keep saying, oh, we're still counting. Oh, and they're going to delay and delay and delay. This is the only question. Till when? I say February. I say February 10th. They finally go, all right, fine, he won. And he's like, good, can I get to work now, please?
I agree with you, because they said until, but you notice under the 20th Amendment, January 20th, if the president isn't seated, the House votes on the new president.
It's going to come to that.
Well, that's like watching a train wreck in slow motion, isn't it?
It really is. And I guarantee you that no matter what happens, for the rest of time, the left will deny that Trump won this election, no matter how much he wins it. And all you need to do to verify that is check 2016. It's been 4 years. They still have not accepted it. What did we do when Obama won? Because you and I felt the same way, and we both went, oh, well, you guys screwed up. He's not the Messiah, but let's get to work. They are still in 2016. They're still locked in that zone.
You're absolutely right, and they did the whole Russia thing knowingly, we now know, to say it was illegitimate. Then they did the Ukraine thing to do that. And so they're just going to, even more than ever, say it's illegitimate, and Podesta's talking about having states secede. So we're back to a Republican Yankee having to invade the rest of the country when it tries to divide. This is, history keeps repeating itself.
And this goes back to the satanic thing. Everything is the opposite. Whatever they say we're doing, they're doing. They said Trump colluded with Russia while Hillary was colluding with Russia. They say we're spying while Obama was spying. If you want to know what the left is up to, just check what they're accusing you of. And that's their form of a confession.
Powerful. He hosts daily Get Off My Lawn at Censor.TV. Gavin McGinnis, thanks for the time. We say bye to you during the break. We're going to come back, cover a lot of news, give out the number. Stay with us. Infowars.com is redesigned. Check it out. Tell us what you think. Stay with us.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tell you a month ago, he said, I may not be around too long. They want to take me out because I'm exposing how these middlemen jack up the price three times what it should be. When Trump found out China doesn't even make a lot of money off the pharmaceuticals, it's the middlemen. That's why we get ripped off. We pay more than anybody in the world. Three times the world average. Double what people pay in Europe. And Trump is cutting out the middlemen. He says, you're not doing that. See, all these Heritage Foundation people always talk about free market. What the free market? But it's not a free market when insiders rig deals with an authoritarian superstate to leverage out competition. But Trump's right. We're bringing the drug manufacturers back here. And it's all just simple things like that. But he said they might take me out. He said, you know, the military-industrial complex doesn't like me. The troops like me. I never said the generals like me. When these generals come out and talk crap about Trump, Trump's very pragmatic. They always say he's a liar, he's a BSer, but notice he actually carries out what he says he'll do, or he tries. Even though I disagree with some of what he does, at least I know. How do you think he gets deals with the Muslims or with North Korea? Because they know he means what he's saying. That's so refreshing. With the Clintons and the Bushes, they're all a bunch of backstabbers. Look at Obama. He was starstruck, Gaddafi was, of Obama. And invested all his money with Western companies and gave up his weapons and gave up his WMDs and said, I want to be part of Europe. I want to be with you. And they killed his ass. And put Al-Qaeda in charge to literally murder everybody. And we know about Al-Qaeda, they call black people raisin heads, and they have other racist terms for them in Arabic, because the Arabs used to run the black slave trade. And they went in there and killed upwards of 100,000 black Libyans. Oh, you're black, you own a nice house, you're dead. You're black, you own a motorcycle shop, you're dead. You're black, you own a restaurant, an electronic shop, you're a black doctor, your ass is dead. You're not supposed to be up here where the Arabs are, boy. You're dead. And it's not about me virtue signaling to black people. It's about reality. China's got 3 million Muslims in death camps that are good Muslims and don't deserve it. They got 1 million Christians that are good people and Buddhists that are good people. And that's a fact. I was on a big podcast. Oh, I was taping it yesterday. It's going to air Wednesday. The Drinking Buzz podcast are good guys. Black Rifle Coffee Company, all those guys. And I was talking about how they're selling their organs, and the guy was search engineering it and pulling it up in mainstream news. They're not even hiding it, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think you're safe when Hillary goes with Obama and kills Gaddafi and they rape him and then they blow up the economy? And it's like, well, it's all right. Barack Obama's black. Makes me sick. Makes me sick. I look at what Obama did with his policies, and it was to destroy Africa and shut Africa down, but then he walks around in African dress. I'm not going to walk around in African dress and kiss your ass. You're African. I believe you have a right to live, though. If you treat me with respect, I'll treat you with respect. Same thing with the Somali community, everybody else. I'll treat you with respect. You treat me with respect. But I'm not going to sit here and stand by while the New World Order kills your ass. And I'll say this again, because I know I'm next. You better get up off your ass, Black America, and Africa as well. And the truth is, when I say that, you're off your ass more than most people. The most viral videos I run into on YouTube are out of Nigeria and Sudan and all over Africa. They know what's going on. They've got documentaries showing all the Bill Gates stuff, all the documents, all the doctors, all the proofs. So, good job. But you know why? Because they've got the gun to their head, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm ranting. I want to give the number out. I want to take your calls. We'll just take eight calls because I don't want to have to hold the next hour and then push Salente back. I want to just come back, take eight calls. I get to four calls per segment on what do you make of this Walter Reed thing? What do you make of the election? What do you make of the Democrats saying they're going to hold up the election? What do you make of just all the insanity and all the craziness going on? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, or country code 512-646-1776. Long-time callers, first-time callers, you agree, you disagree, go to the head of the line. You disagree, we'll get you on. But the magnitude of what we're facing is so horrible that I have trouble. You have to understand, I don't relish telling you all this stuff. That's why I do a sick laugh and all that, because that's a coping mechanism. I need your prayers, because I'm getting to where I just can't look at these people. I'm not as strong as President Trump. And here's the thing. My soul cannot be a party to this Satanism. And I figured it out. I figured out the whole thing. I mean, I know what they're going to do before they do it. And it's just, I just, it's so sad. I can hardly even talk at this point. Like, as soon as I take this information into my cerebral cortex and actually try to talk about it now, it's just, it's so horrible. Oh, my God. Here's the really bad part. I know they're setting up a system where for me to survive and for my family to survive physically, there's coming a point sooner rather than later where I will have to join with the New World Order, which is exactly what they want, just to save my family, and I'll have to take part in promoting the bioweapon release and the extermination of almost everybody on Earth. And I'm going to say no. I'm not going to join them because they're so evil and bad. And because when I even think about it, I feel God's presence being removed, and that's worse than death. But everybody's going to die, folks, and I'm not just saying it. They admit all of this. They're setting up a kill grid. They're making us obsolete. And then I run into people that laugh at me on the street. They think it's funny. It's not funny. Bill Gates, okay, I cut a one-minute piece. That I don't even know if I sent it to you guys. I don't know if I aired it. I cut a one-minute piece this morning. It's not even an ad. We just run these informational pieces where I laid it out, and this says it all pretty much right here.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has... control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new kind of DNA in your body.
And all of that's true, and it's much worse than that.
This
is your last chance to get a PAC power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest end AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Alex Jones here, back live. But I've gotten myself together, and I'm able to talk about this now just briefly. I, at one level, feel guilty saying these things on air. And then I go back over it and look at it, and it's worse than I'm saying, and it really freaks me out. And it also freaks me out because, I'll just say it, my cells that God designed pick up God's commands. That's how it works. It's how we all are. It's how the birds know how to fly down magnetic lines 3,000 miles. It's how, you know, butterflies. I mean, we're all connected to the universe that God created. It's electrical charge. It's spiritual. And now mathematically proven, and with different spectrometers picked up this dark matter that's there that's five times more powerful at one level than our dimension. We are held in this place. And as a man, my brain is now shifting out of talk into action. I know yours is as well. We're under assault. And they give us all these reasons to kill each other over what color we are. And if some white crazy person's trying to kill you because you're black, that's a real thing. Or you're white, some crazy black person's trying to kill you. That's real. But at the end of the day, it's been manufactured. It's been force-fed. It's been generated. This has been done by design. The flames have been more than fed. They've been lit. They're not just fanning something. They started this. And they are so threatened by the Christian ethos that unifies us together. That's why they're killing Christianity, because it's an operating system, whether you believe in Christ or not. It's an operating system that's diametrically opposed to their satanic order. And so, let me just say this and I'll go to your calls. We are facing a scientific revolution. Now, when the globalists say trust science, they don't own science. They don't control science. They're trying to control it. Most of what they say is a lie, scientifically. They're saying, we're the technocrats, we're the high priest, you do what we say. And what they're building is a system that makes you live shorter lives, more painful lives, and finally phases you out. Because they know not to take on humans. In a big upfront attack, we'll get together and we'll kick some ass. So they do it with this softening up, everything they do. And that's why, as a strategist, as a historian, as a researcher, I've never seen flying saucers. I've never seen a lizard man. All I do is 2 plus 2, and the only equation that makes sense is, man, this ain't human. This is bad. This doesn't even help the so-called ruling class. And then the ruling class says, oh, we're about to give our bodies up and merge with a frickin' toaster. They've been deceived. And so, I don't know what it is, okay? I just know the Bible most accurately describes it. And it's bad, man. It's bad. And it's an alien. And it's running the show on this planet. Because we've got free will. We rejected God. And God is sending a transmission to us that'll get us out of it. People are like, Jones, now I'm on these shows. They go, I think you were crazy, but I heard you 20 years ago say they'll be face scanning you to go into shops and that they'll use a bioweapon to do it. How'd you know? And hell, the Bible said it 2,000 years ago. Stop giving me credit. And then I see everybody that doesn't think long term. And they only look one step at a time. They're so selfish, they just want to get in the store. They let themselves be face scanned to see if they're wearing a mask. It's really just training you to be face scanned to be able to buy and sell, period. And all the tyranny that comes with that. And I sit there and I try to explain this to people that I've been good to, that I've taken care of, and they have no respect for me. But you know why? Because they have no respect for themselves. And because as mammals, we've been communally working together at the village, at the farm level, or at the fisher level. And so all our genetic memory is, on average, getting along with everybody. And only if the big general gets up or the tribal chief and says, hey, we got a war, the enemy's coming, and he's the chief because he doesn't lie to us, and we know he's got good ideas, and he knows things before we know them. But what when you're led by a bad chief? What does that mean? And we're led by bad people. And so our compliance is death. And I want to explain to the police officers and the bureaucrats and the intelligence agencies and the corporate people and all of you, you're not part of the establishment. You're not part of the winning team serving the New World Order. You are selling out your own family and friends to live a day longer yourself when we're going to lose everything because of that attitude. Winston Churchill say? He said, appeasement is feeding the alligator, your friends and family, hoping it eats you last. Instead of, when the alligator comes climbing up, we're tough. We've got clubs. We've got sticks. You think the alligator climbs out to eat you or the crocodile? When he sees you're aggressive? No, he knows. Oh, well, those people are unified. But if an alligator or crocodile saw five or six humans looking scared, running from it, he'll attack because he knows you're cowards. And all these people think running. I mean, I can tell you how many grown men I know. There it is. Appeasement is feeding the crocodile, hoping he will eat you fast. How many grown men I know that when a dog on a hike and bike trail comes up to be dominant to them, I don't care if it's a German Shepherd, a pit bull, what it is, and they end up going the other side of the deal, and they end up acting like they're scared, and the dog wants to get them. When somebody's got their pit bull or something, and it comes at me, I start walking towards it, and the dog does the thing, I'll say, I'll beat your ass. You don't get your damn dog out of the way. And a couple times I've had to kick that dog upside the head. But see, that's not about acting tough. It's about having my instincts honed and ready. But those dogs know. Now those dogs, they go to the other side when I'm not bowing up down the hike and bike trail. But they assess you spiritually. They look at you and they say, how's that person acting? And I just ever so slightly start going towards that dog. Ever so slightly, and they go away instead of them coming up to me. It's not about I'm the big man and the pit bull scared of me or the German Shepherd scared of me. My instincts are lined up, and somebody's got an attack dog there. I'm not going to act like prey. I'm not the prey. I'm the gorilla. I'll kill you. Understand? And it's good that I'll kill you. It's not because I'm looking for trouble. It's because I'm not getting pushed around. And all these men I know that act big and powerful and tough, they don't do anything for their communities, anything for their societies, and they've rolled over to evil, and we're now all in grave danger because of it. Well, I pledge to you more action. A little less talk, a little more action, to quote Elvis. Because that's the season we're going into. Nothing offensive, nothing violent at this point. But I'll tell you, they're coming to your house with forced inoculation soon. They're coming with their mark of the beast. They're coming with their nanotech. They've said they are. And so I'd be a liar if I didn't tell you to start getting ready. We're not going to run and get out of this. We're going to have to fight. They're putting in their 5G for their robot cars. Amazon's taking over Awesome with Google. By next year, they're going to have drones flying in the skies and robot cars up and down the streets, they've announced. We're being made obsolete. And all you got to do is say, I don't buy products from something that wasn't driven by a human. I don't go to restaurants where robots serve me. Oh, but see, when you go to those, you're going to get social credits. They're already saying they're going to pay you to go to robot shops. They're going to pay you to buy robot goods. And you know what? If we sit there and do that, we deserve it. But here's the thing. The sheeple are followers for a reason. It's up to us, the true leaders. Not guys posing like they're alpha males. But it's up to us that are alpha males to not just lead, not just fight, but die, if need be, with pleasure to defeat this. And so I'm just telling you, we've gone to a whole new level. You think I'm excited I've been proven right? I'm physically ill. Don't you know how much I wanted to be wrong? We weren't wrong. We were right. And now we've got to fight.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, I'm gonna cut you down.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We gotta make sure we keep our powder dry.
Go and tell that
make sure we cut them down. We cut down
the rambler, the gambler, the
backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
Something bigger than you, Bill Gates, this universe. You know it. You're not God.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been...
All right, we're going to go to Alex in Sweden, Michael in Australia, many others. But since I mentioned it, here's the article, Infowars.com. Everybody can see this coming. New technology refuses entrance to shops if you're not wearing a mask. All over the world, it scans to make sure there's a mask. It's really getting you ready for the facial identification, for the global social credit score. And the companies selling it admit that.
Again, this is all a pre-design rollout on record. And now they're saying forced inoculations coming as early as Christmas. Santa Claus ain't coming with presents. He's coming with coal. You'll go ahead and play it with audio. It's both in Taiwanese and in English. Here it is.
Authenticated.
I mean, you talk about dystopic. And this is training everyone and the children and just in a total cult. And now it's going to be, do you have your shots to travel? They now admit it. We told you that 8 months ago. Now it's all admitted because they already said it in the Rockefeller plan and the damn Bill Gates plan. But I sit there and I talk to people I know, bankers and lawyers and people that are successful folks. And they look at you like you're dumb. They go, you don't know that type of stuff, Alex. These people know I'm successful. The thing is, they don't respect themselves. They think it's funny that something dystopic's happening. And I describe them as the dodo bird. Galapagos Island, these big, fat, juicy birds, big beaks. They look, their bodies are like turkeys. They have big heads. And they said one of them could feed 10 soldiers. They described it as a Christmas turkey. But they'd never been around killers. They'd never been around coyotes or wolves or anything else. And so you'd walk over and club one in the head, and the others would just sit there. Because they had no ancestral memory. You know, instincts are ancestral. And so I asked myself, why does the public not have ancestral memories? I mean, I see stuff going on, and literally my instincts are like, whoa. I mean, nobody ever had to tell me when I was a little kid not to run from a dog. They'd be like, dogs jump out of the hill, come running up. Other kids would run. The dogs would chase them, bite them. Everybody would say, hey, little kid, you didn't run from the dogs. They ran right around you. Well, I knew you didn't run from dogs. Somebody had to tell me that. I mean, why don't people have the download, man? I want you to have the download. I know our audience has the download. But I'm saying the public's missing it. And it's dangerous, folks. All right, the good news is I have really good news, and I'll go to your calls. Really good news to announce here. I'll be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago. So he probably got a regular cold, the regular flu. Maybe it is the real COVID. 9 out of 10 times the tests are fake. The one he was administered, we now know, is the worst, most false positive there is out there. And Owen Schroyer said it, you know, Friday, and he said it on the weekend shows. He said, rightfully, if Trump goes this route, he'll teach us not to be scared, and this is, shows he's a good guy. And he's doing it. Trump comes through again. Yeah, baby! All right, I'm going to shut up now. All right, let's go to Michael in Australia, then Alex in Sweden. Michael, thanks for holding 17 minutes. Welcome to the airwaves, my friend.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty freaked out, brother. I know it's the middle of the night. How are you over there in beautiful Australia?
Oh, pretty good. Right next to Victoria here, though, where it's just a nightmare what's going on over there.
You are the model of UN martial law with your communist, mayors and governor, yeah.
It's, they sold out to China, the state of Victoria, the last few years. All the infrastructure is now owned by China over there. Obviously, they're taking their orders directly from the Communist Party. It's a nightmare. It really is. And people don't understand how important people like you are and Donald Trump.
Brother, people like you, you're up at 4 in the morning or whatever it is where you're at, and you got 4 time zones. You care. It's normal. What happened to the instinct of not letting this happen?
Well, look, I don't know, but look, I've got a theory here about Trump and his COVID. I saw that tweet. It's great that he's out of hospital, but everyone was saying that Joe Biden was going to get a COVID diagnosis and dodge the first debate. That didn't happen, but what's happened now? Trump beat him to the punch, and if Biden comes out and says, I've got COVID now, he'll just look stupid. So it's another whatever happened, but Donald Trump does it again, I think. And people, I just can't understand how people can't see what he's trying to do. Thank God for people like you, Alex.
And, brother, thank God for you. We're like on the same lifeboat together. Look, I like Trump, but he is a wild man. And I believe that doctor when he said Trump demanded all the experimental treatments. See, he's good, but that's just crazy. And I just hope, because they're still going to give it to him another 5 days, that it doesn't hurt him, you know?
Well, I mean, who knows, but it's right here, right now in Australia, the people that support what's going on in Victoria,
I have family that comes to my house in a damn mask, and I show them statistics that it's not as bad as even the flu, and that most of the numbers are, and they won't listen. They just are in a damn trance. Then I explain the lockdown is already killing the third world. They don't care. And it's like, these used to be smart people. How do we break them out of the trance?
It's a virtual thing. This narcissistic, we're in this consumer sort of...
Exactly. They love wearing it because they're the heroes.
It's all they've got. I mean, because we're so disempowered that's the only power that we've got. This
exactly. Men are told they're bad, and they're no different, you know, this and that than women. And so men grow beards because that's something we can do. And people are feeling disempowered, so they feel like, hell, I'll go ahead and Stockholm Syndrome. You're very smart. Smarter than I am. That's it. They wear the mask because at least that makes them think they're doing something good, which is how the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I don't know who first said that, but it's damn true. Thank you, sir. Because they get good people to do bad things in the name of something good. And it's just, the average Nazi thought they were good. They didn't know they were evil. The average communist believes in it. Alex in Sweden, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome and thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to start, because I don't know if I'm ever going to go through you again. You actually started the Truth Movement in Sweden in 2004. There was a guy called Mikael Kongfo who saw your movie 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and he created a website who became a big movement. And it was, we had a whole establishment after us, the media and everything. And it took them like 9 years to crush it, like after a long battle, you know.
And let me guess, I was aware of the movement. Did it create some babies of its own, though, right?
Yeah. It's like now it's springing up again. Before the coronavirus even came up, people start getting together and doing something again. So I guess people were feeling that something was going on.
Well, I'm
going
to hold you over, but it's not about me getting it, the attention. It's about the audience that supported and all the guests. And as a family, I've had Bolsonaro's son, who's a member of Congress there, and they've invited me down to meet with the president. I just haven't been able to go. I want to go, but they've got me detained here, basically, over the fight. They said, no, you were the grassroots matrix that launched Bolsonaro. And I've had, at least Bolsonaro is nice to me. People like Nigel Farage. I like Nigel. He's come on probably 50 times. He called me last year. Last time I talked to him, he didn't want to talk about something off record. But Nigel Farage is embarrassed to come on my show, even though he admitted years ago that their movement didn't take off in England until InfoWars. And so we have the audience there, and it happened. And so, but it's not about me. It's not about, oh, Nigel Farage is scared to come on my show because Media Matters criticizes him. I don't need him on my show. The point is that you literally are a comrade with somebody. You help them. You fight with them. And then they care what Media Matters says. I don't care about him coming on the show. I just care that he cares that he'll be criticized coming on. My God, it's the criticism you want. The people see that. I'm going to come right back to you, Alex. But, yeah, no, InfoWars launched 1776 worldwide. This audience, you get it all, folks.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.